That's the sound of the inaugural Pride Ride in Bentonville held this weekend. The ride kicked off at 8th Street Market, then the bikes, some decked out in rainbow balloons, made a lap around the downtown square before stopping at a hydration station. That's where we found event organizer Bree Madden. Madden is also the partnership chair of the nonprofit Beer and Hymns, a community sing-along of hymns and cover songs that supports other local nonprofits.
And we decided to pick an LGBTQIA partner this month because it's Pride Month. And then I just kept saying to people, there should be a Pride Ride in Bentonville. We love cycling here. It's a phenomenal community. It just makes sense to me. And finally somebody said, why don't you do it? And I said, okay.
Madden says she's been to Fayetteville's Pride weekend festivities, and she wanted to see more Pride events in Bentonville.
Bentonville, we just have such a loving community. We should have our own things going on too and work with Fayetteville and the surrounding towns in Northwest Arkansas to kind of extend the love.
Evan Gray, who helped organize the Pride Ride, says Bentonville is ready for it.
I think that Bentonville is ready for more diversity. They just don't know how to act upon it just yet. And so this is a fun way for 100 or so people to ride through the town square and say, hey, here we are with Pride flags, and let's talk about it.
Gray says he'd like to see Pride events spread across Northwest Arkansas.
Pride weekend is next weekend, but how can Bentonville help start kicking that off? Or how can Bentonville help end that weekend and just as a whole? I mean, I would love to see Rogers and Springdale as well hop on board and make all of Northwest Arkansas and not just Fayetteville.
After the Pride ride, the riders headed back to 8th Street Market for a Beer and Hymns concert. Madden says the money raised during the event will be donated to Pride at Northwest Arkansas Community College.
Pride at NWAC is a group for LGBTQIA students and their allies and their faculty ally, where everybody can feel welcome and loved, and they help support students who are now homeless due to coming out or transitioning. Which, if you look up the statistics, it's staggering how many teens are homeless due to that, to their sexual orientation. And they do a lot of things in the community, but basically they are there to support students in the community trying to reach their educational goals who no longer have support at home. Or sometimes they do have support at home, but just need support in extra ways.
And Pride continues this week at 8th Street Market. Markham and Fitz Chocolate is holding a happy hour today from 5 until 8 p.m. That will raise money for Youth Bridge, a nonprofit that serves teens dealing with issues like abuse, addiction, and homelessness, which LGBTQ youth face in large numbers. Then on Sunday, The Holler is hosting a Pride Tea dance party starting at 9 p.m. Theme of the night is Decades of Gold.